Hello everyone, it's time again for Heart to Heart. I thank God for all that he's doing and all the wonderful people he's blessing and all the wonderful things he's going to do in our lives. God is good. All of his intentions are towards us, even perfect. The Lord blesses us. He serves us with the perfect work. And he gets people, he prepares people ahead of time just to be a blessing to you and me. A word fitly spoken at the right time. The Lord, you know, every word that comes from the Holy Spirit, it comes to us at the perfect time, a time we can receive it. All we have to do at that point is receive the wisdom of God. Everything he does it within in a time frame. And a lot of thought went into it. Every message of the Holy Spirit was fitly spoken at the right time. And I thank God for it, for everybody that yields to him so they can be used of him. Now, I honor God in all of my speech. And sometimes when you do that, it can all sound like it's just something to fill the space. But that's not the way it is. Everything I say is worship. I sincerely thank God for all that he's doing, all that he's going to do in our lives, all that he's doing in my life and in your life. Because when the Lord wants to be recognized, and he watches to see how we handle holy information. It brightens our heart. It gives us strength. New determination is in it. Excessive healing is in it. You know, everything of God does the same things that the five commandments that he gave Adam. The first thing he said to him, he said, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, and have dominion over it. Well, everything he spoke to Adam, that's what the word does for us. Everybody that yields their lives, yield to the voice of the Holy Spirit, the word worked in them in the same manner. It spoke a rhema, the rhema word was spoken. It went from being logos to rhema. And when it was spoken to them, a healing process began. It got their attention. Just like a fruit, they received strength that they didn't have before. And then it starts working in their heart. And it starts helping them to make better judgments. And they begin to multiply in life. So they go from having a need to having a need fulfilled, to growing stronger and stronger, and multiplying in their ways. And then they're able to help somebody else. And then they learn to contend for the faith. They subdue their lives, and they don't let their lives be subdued by their enemy, Satan. And then they end up having the dominion and not Satan. That's what the word of God does in our life. That's the course that it takes. When the Lord gives us wisdom, every time we learn another portion of God's wisdom, the same process begins anew. Until it reaches every area of our lives. You can have a healing in one area and still have a lack in another. But over time, you will have conquered all of it. And the problems you used to have won't exist in you anymore. You will have taken back what the enemy has stolen from you. And then you will help others take back what the enemy stole from them. And the word will operate in greater levels. It operates in your character, the way you witness to people. The everyday things you do is a direct witness of the heart of God. That's what the Word of God does for us. And as we go forward seeking Him, we learn to be like Him. We learn to function just like He does. We learn to relay His message and take authority over all the evil works of darkness. And when we heal on the inside, when we're subject to God on the inside, then it turns Satan off. It's easy to rebuke the devil on the outside when we have healing on the inside. When we win our battles on the inside, the external battles is a cakewalk. You'll be surprised how obedient Satan can be to your commands, because you are subject to God. You've decided to submit your life to God. You know, I love that example of the two trees. When you eat off the tree of life, you're saying, "Yes, Lord, I trust you. I take you at your word. And I reject the words of darkness." And you're doing it before everybody. You're taking a stand that many people are afraid to take. And then your healing life exposes all darkness for what it is. Because we're here to represent God. And we're able to do it through Jesus Christ. And whatever we don't know, it doesn't matter. The Holy Spirit will make the difference if we can only yield to Him. A yielded life is an overcoming, overwhelming, multiplied life. It becomes exponential in power and whatever we need at the time. And remember, the Holy Spirit manifests Himself seven ways. He manifests Himself as the Spirit of God, Spirit of knowledge, wisdom, counsel, might, the fear of the Lord. And He gives us, if I didn't name them all, there are seven manifestations of the Holy Spirit. And He helps to aid our life. He comes to aid our life, to guide us. He didn't come to do our work for us. He came to help us do our part. And then the anointing that He's given us does what's impossible for us to do. You know, the anointing is kind of like, you know, being a mechanic, I like to use the, I'm around a lot of heavy equipment. The anointing is better than heavy equipment. You know, sometimes on my job I have to fix track loaders and, you know, heavy equipment. And this stuff can move dirt like, you know, it would take a man months to do what this thing can do in moments. So the anointing is the same thing. When you speak God's word, then heaven's doing the heavy lifting. The anointing that God gave you, that's on you, it multiplies through obedience and through yielding to the Lord. And the devil's so afraid of it. He'll tuck his tail and run. Your anointing, when people who are anointed, when they speak on TV, radio, to an audience, they break all the bonds of the devil in the lives of many people. And different people have different anointings. Some people can get people off drugs by their anointing. Some people can do creative miracles. People can grow limbs and organs that were gone. I even heard of a man that had an elbow replacement, and he still had problems. And the Lord did a miracle. He woke up that night, his arm was back to normal, and the elbow that the men put in him was laying beside him. Now, you know, God can do some miracles. And people who are anointed, He'll work through them to do these magnificent miracles. Our God can do all. My pastor saw a man's leg grow right before his eyes. One leg was shorter than the other, and his leg grew to match the other one. Our God is able. And he's going to do more creative miracles and greater miracles. What we've seen is more like a scratch of the surface, even though they are wonderful moves of God that was happening all through time. In every generation, the people had, people saw their share of miracles from the Lord. But people are very lukewarm in that way. And a lot of people have fallen back. They've apostatized. They've gone back to the world. And a lot of miracles that the Lord would do, he's waiting on people to get right with him. Because if he do the greater miracles through people who are not right with him, they'll think that they're sanctioned by God to do whatever it is they're doing. That's how people are. They'll vaunt themselves against God, against the pureness of his way. So many times people have, you know, just like we said in the previous broadcast, the conditions of the heart. You know, you got the wayside heart, stony ground heart, the heart with thorns in it, and then the good heart. Well, if more people operated with a good heart, then you'll see the miracles increase as well. But don't wait on the lukewarm to catch up. Just be the will of God now. Don't look at them. Don't let them slow your pace down. Don't be like them. Don't go back. Don't be afraid of anything. Don't be afraid to die. Don't be afraid to lose something. Don't be afraid of any form of lack. Because we operate out the kingdom of God. We don't need props and crutches from the world to do anything. We don't even need the world to do anything. We're complete in Jesus Christ. We have the Holy Spirit, who manifests himself seven ways to us. And those seven manifestations of the Holy Spirit causes rest to be in our lives. Remember, there is no peace to the wicked. They don't have that kind of rest, that kind of peace. It's foreign to them. They don't even know that it exists. And people who went back to the world, they've forgotten what it's like to truly serve God and be on his side. The devil stole it from them. And they can't even remember how wonderful the presence of God is. Because they love the world. And the love of the world works just like those thorns. It sterilizes your heart where you can't bear fruit. And your attention's on foolishness. On whether you're going to eat or not. David said, I never saw God's seed begging bread. And he was a king of Israel. And a king sees everything. He's in a position to know about everything happening in his kingdom. And he never saw the righteous forsaken or God's seed begging bread. Now the lukewarm apostate people, you might see them beg for everything. Because their heart is not right. We have to be right in our heart and our intentions. When you love God, you don't want to steal from him. You desire to pay tithes. You desire to give offerings. You desire to be a blessing. You desire to turn the other cheek and not provoke violence. And you're not afraid to fight. You don't turn the other cheek because you're a coward. You're just trying to represent Father God. You're doing the work of a priest. And when we have to fight, we just fight. Men of God can be deadly soldiers if they have to be. And you know, you may have to fight for your family. You may have to fight for your country. But the best way we fight is the spiritual fight. And the weapons of our warfare is not carnal. So if the people of God fail to fight spiritually, they may have to fight naturally. And Jesus said that. The Holy Ghost told Paul, pray, he had Paul to write, pray for your leaders everywhere, even in other countries, so that you can live a peaceable life. And in America in these days, many Christians, they pray for the president if they like him. They don't pray for the leadership if they don't like the leadership. They talk about it. And that's not productive. Every president we had, the ones I like, the ones that disappointed me, I always prayed for. Even the unpopular ones. And other Christians would talk about them, but I would pray for them, and I wouldn't talk about them. And when Obama lit the White House up, I was ready for him to go on back to Chicago. Because I saw how that was going to hurt. It's misleading to a lot of children, and I knew the devil would use it to promote homosexuality, which people go to hell for. And he's going to have to face those people that he helped influence. If he would have just said nothing, it would have been better. But he lit the White House up. And I know that, you know, you want to include everybody and you want to treat people nice and kind. But it's not going to be taken that way. Little children think that homosexuality, being a lesbian, is all right. And it's not. They will die for it. And abortion. I remember Bill Clinton, he could have stopped partial birth abortion, and he vetoed it. It would have stopped that horrific procedure. And that's more dangerous to any woman. If a woman had medical problems, she survived a birth, and I'm not a doctor, and I know this is just common sense. She would survive a regular birth or a C-section better than she would a partial birth abortion. No doctor can tell me that there's a reason for it. He is a liar. And the day that Clinton signed that thing and vetoed that bill that would have made partial birth abortion illegal, I said from the depths of my heart, Hillary will never be president, because that's too much sin to come back on a man. He did that, and he didn't have to. And he's guilty of what he did. Other than that, I didn't have a problem with. I don't condone anything he did, but I did pray for him throughout his presidency, just like the word said, do. But it turned out, you know, presidents can make some evil choices. That's not my fault. That's his fault, and he's going to have to face the people in the future who died from his actions. He'll see the millions of people that had abortions because he did nothing. And I know people are going to have abortions, but the office of the president should always discourage it. Foolish people made it legal, but every leader should make it, should at least discourage it. It should be illegal, and nobody should want it. But the least they could do is discourage it. Because children look to us and the office of the presidents and leaders and their family and their parents and their elders to make the right judgment call. And too many people have failed. Secular people don't know what they're getting into. They believe nothing. They look at the Word of God as a fairy tale, and it's not. The atheist society, they brag about how they don't believe on God. There's no such thing as a dead atheist. But I love everybody. Whether you're a Christian, atheist, whatever you are, whether you're homosexual, lesbian, whatever you are, God loves you. Jesus died for you. And I don't want to see you go to hell. I'm not your enemy. Satan is. The one that guides people wrong, that's the enemy. I'm going to expose him with all that I have. Every resource, every fiber of my being. Satan is a liar. He's lying to you. And when you go to hell, it's game over. You're not getting out. And they will torment you you'll never enjoy time again. Time will be your greatest enemy. You'll wish you didn't exist. And I know this because I've been there. And I've seen hell, but I didn't see the worst parts of it. I just saw people's final stage when they fall in there. And I wanted to do something about it, and that's what I'm doing now. So if you're listening to these broadcasts, understand that you were warned. And if you love God, always take the word of God serious. Always fear God. You know, the fear of the Lord is one of the seven manifestations of the Holy Spirit. That's it. We can receive correction when we fear God. Because when we fear God, we'll do what He say and not what the world say, not what's popular among men. And we'll know Him. The Holy Spirit manifests Himself seven ways for our benefit to help us grow. And the Lord is mightily moving by His Spirit. He has so much to say to those who love Him and trust Him and take Him at His word. And I want to see you in your best state. I want to see you grow and go forward. And the Lord wants you to grow and go forward. He wants you to know Him. He wants you to know and understand His peace, His righteousness, His ways. And when you do, you'll be glad that you did. The Holy Spirit, the Lord had me talking about wisdom in the last broadcast. And we need to be able to receive His wisdom and grow. And if we can receive His wisdom and grow, then God can do the mighty works. And He can correct us and help us to do exactly that. We can live beyond our own capabilities. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to move in your life, bless you, and help you go forward. All in the mighty name of Jesus. Till next time, remember, I love you. God loves you, and Jesus truly is our Lord.